Hello, hello, my fellow podcast people. I hope you're doing very, very well on this fine Tuesday afternoon or whatever day and time it is for you right now as you're listening to this podcast episode. I'm your host, as per usual, Azrin, the language nerd. You can find me primarily on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube, but also secondarily whenever I feel like posting on TikTok and on Tumblr. My username on all these platforms is exactly the same. It is at Polyglot Azrin. That is spelled P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T, A-Z or Z, depending on your country, R-E-N. And welcome to another podcast episode. I'm very, very excited, as per usual, to be recording this one here. I don't have any crazy life updates for you guys as we kick this episode off, apart from the one update which is always kind of going on in my world, which I'm going to call the juggling act of life. What I mean by this is all of us, every single one of us, 100%, we are all trying to balance various different priorities and give various different priorities the appropriate amount of attention. So whether that priority be spending time with family, spending time with friends, your work, moving up in your career, eating healthy, exercise, stretching, sleeping, you know, there's so many different things, right? All of us are balancing a lot of different priorities. And myself right now, when I'm thinking about it, although there are things that are going really, really well and I'm extremely happy with, there are, as per usual, certain things that I'm not, that are not getting the attention that I would like them to be getting. So, for example, the biggest things top of mind right now is that I'm not putting as much attention as I would like to be on the content side of things, aka making podcasts, aka making Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat content and YouTube content, etc. And also just on the growth side of things. You know, when you make content, in my perspective anyway, making the content is only one part of the equation. You have to be doing things to be growing and growing your audience and doing things so that new people can be finding your content. Especially when, like in my case, the online content I'm making, it's not just for fun. I mean, it is very fun, don't get me wrong, but it is directly tied to my work. It's the content I'm making open is basically a strategy to open up different opportunities for myself. And for that to happen, I have to be making a lot of content, like more than everyone or like most people. And my content has to be amazing and it has to be really, really good content that people are enjoying. And on top of that, I have to be putting attention and actually making efforts to grow my audience so that new people are consistently coming across my content and enjoying my content. And lately, as I think about it, I haven't been putting enough attention on the quantity, even the quality. I would like to be putting out better content. I have some ideas of things I want to roll out content-wise, and I'm definitely not putting enough attention on growing the content. And so that's something I've been thinking about a lot recently to try and figure out, and it's something I have to rectify. It's something that I have to fix. Another thing, which is on a similar topic, but not exactly the same, is growing my local following, let's call it the local language learning communities. That's something I also want to spend more time on growing. The reason for this is because, you know, currently the way my work looks, the way I make my money comes from things I do locally, and the online things is more of like a long-term strategy to lead to more longer-term opportunities. And the things I do in my city are the stuff that kind of pays the bills, and in the more immediate future is the things that are going to be helping me achieve a lot of my goals that I have. And lately, you know, I've been spending a lot of time on building the local language learning communities, but I want to make sure, I want to actually double down on those efforts. And when I think about it, I'm realizing that, man, although I am doing a lot and I'm doing, you know, a pretty good job, you know, I think that there's a lot more I could be doing and there's a lot more that I want to be doing. And so these are two areas right now that I've been thinking about a lot that I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, how do I carve out more time to put more effort into growing the local language learning communities and to put more on the content and online side? How do I carve that time out? Especially because lately, I've been doing really, really well with finding new students and getting new classes started. As a matter of fact, my schedule is pretty damn near full. It's getting to be quite difficult to squeeze people into my calendar. And although that's amazing, as I said maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I need to also be simultaneously figuring out, how do I keep growing and how do I push that? How do I increase the maximum amount of money that I could be earning? Right now, since I'm a one-man show and I'm just kind of this one teacher who's finding students and filling classes, there's a ceiling on my income that for the short term is fantastic and it's really good and I'm doing well and I'm happy and it's allowing me to live the lifestyle that I want. But in the long term, it's not going to be enough. In the long term, you know, if I want to buy a house and start a family, all of that stuff, if I want to, who knows, right? If I want to do all of that, you know, I would like to be earning more than what I am earning now. And so it's trying to figure out that whole balance of how do you do more on the content side, better stuff on the content side, better stuff with the local language learning community side, and maintain all the great stuff I'm doing on like the, excuse me, well, I got a frog in my throat. But also maintain that fantastic work I'm doing in the city with teaching and earning money, but also continuing to grow that. It's a pretty challenging challenge. And I'm trying to figure out how to do it. And one thing that I've done is I've brought on some volunteers to run some additional events in the city. So that way I'm kind of leveraging things, not just through myself, but through other people. And obviously I'm still continuing to work very hard and continuing to, you know, put in all the same effort I have been before. So I'm not using the volunteers as a quote unquote cop out, let's call it. Because again, my ambitions of what I'm trying to achieve for myself, I haven't gotten there yet, right? I haven't gotten there yet. I still have a long way to go. So anyway, that's kind of the major things on my mind right now in terms of life updates. Now, for the language learning portion of this episode, I want to talk about a direct message I received on Instagram from @Nieve. Okay, hang on, let me dispel this for you actually, because it's a little bit different. So, especially if you don't speak Spanish. So, NIEVESCORREALUIS. So, received a DM from him, and I thought it was a cool little couple of questions that he sent me that we can talk about on this podcast episode. So let me just read this message to you, and I will summarize certain parts because it is a little bit of a longer message. He basically says, "Hi, how are you? I want to learn Chinese, but I've no idea what to focus on first. What would you recommend?" So let's just start there. So anytime, whether it's Chinese or any language, anytime you are starting a brand new language and you don't know what to focus on first, generally speaking, a good way you can start is learn the sounds of the language. So learn the alphabet, learn whatever sounds exist, try your best to learn them, and start with the basic phrases. That's kind of a good place to start. So learn the alphabet and then learn basic phrases such as hello, goodbye, please, thank you, my name is this, what is your name? Like just some basic things just to kind of wet your beak and get your feet wet a little bit and just start, right? Once you've done that, generally speaking, this is me personally. I don't think there's a right or wrong way to answer this question. But personally, my approach when I first start a language, once I've done the alphabet, once I understand the sounds, once I have some basic phrases, now my goal is to figure out, okay, can I learn the present, past, and future on the grammar side of things? So can I talk about what I'm doing right now, what I was doing yesterday, and what I'm going to be doing tomorrow? Can I talk about those? Do I have the grammar knowledge to do that? And then I start to focus on learning the most common vocabulary that I'm going to need. So for example, if we had to really break it down, I once made this fantastic Instagram story. Maybe a good way to think about this, and this is kind of always running in the back of my mind. Can you learn the 100 most common nouns, the 100 most common adjectives, the 100 most common, what do you call them? Nouns, verbs, there we go, 100 most common verbs. I would learn the 20 most common conjunctions, and I would learn all the prepositions. So if you do all of that, all those five things, and you learn how to use the past, present, and future, if you can do that, you're going to be pretty damn, you're going to be like functional enough. You're going to be quite functional actually in the language that you're trying to learn. So basically, I hope that gives you some starting point for Mandarin. I'll repeat that again just so you get it. Start with the sounds, right? And this is any language, not just Mandarin. Start with the sounds of the language, then go on to basic phrases, and then you want to move on slowly but surely. This will take you time, but you want to figure out, can you talk in the past, present, future? And then you want to learn the 100 most common nouns, verbs, adjectives. You want to learn 20 different conjunctions, and then you want to learn all the different prepositions. That's going to definitely get you going for a long time. That's going to give you a lot of stuff to work on when you're learning a language. Now, let's keep going with this message. He then goes, I know Chinese is a tonal language, so could you give me some tips about it? Sure. Tonal languages, and to be honest, I think I'm going to be able to give better advice on this as time goes on, because I'm going to have more time to explore this. Mandarin is my very first tonal language, and I haven't really thought a ton about tones except for when I've been going through Mandarin. But with my personal experience of Mandarin so far and seeing other learners and even, you know, et cetera, I think taking it slow is a really good thing to start. I think understanding that for some people, tones come really easily, and for other people, it does take more time, and not being too hard on yourself. If it's really difficult for you, just be patient, keep chipping away at it, keep practicing them, keep practicing, keep going, and slowly but surely try to be kind of acquiring those tones, and just be really patient with it. I think another thing that can work, and I haven't tested this, but it's been something that's been circling through my mind that I want to test, is in the early stages of the language, like Mandarin has 4 tones, in the early stages of the language, only try to learn things that use 1 or 2 tones. Only try and learn, like, only focus on 1 or 2 tones, literally ignore the other ones. And my thinking behind it, and this is for people who struggle, and again, I haven't tested this, I'm still thinking about it, but my thinking behind this is that it'll make it easier. If you narrow your focus onto 1 or 2 tones and you only focus on those until they become relatively second nature, you'll be able to kind of, I guess you could say, learn them a little bit faster and a little bit better. I think some people try and learn all, like, too many tones at the same time, and therefore they don't really learn anything. It's kind of like if you try to learn, here's a good analogy. It's kind of like if you tried to learn, you know, grade 12 math, and you started to learn grade 12 math simply by attacking grade 12 math and trying to figure that out. If you didn't know any math beforehand, it wouldn't work, right? It's better to learn your 1 plus 1, then learn your multiplications and your subtractions, your divisions, then learn about fractions. There's a lot of building blocks you have to have before you're able to go tackle grade 12 math, right? I think it's a similar concept. If you're finding learning 4 tones very difficult, focus on 1 or 2 first until you've really grasped them, then slowly but surely move on to the other tones. Again, I want to stress, I haven't tested this myself. I haven't like seen from personal experience if this works, but just lately, from, first of all, seeing people struggle with tones. Second of all, I've been teaching Mandarin for free lately, just so I can start to get more experience with it, teaching basic Mandarin. Just from the limited teaching experience I have, I think that's something that might work. Give it a try. Let's keep going with this question here, because we have more. This person is trying to learn a lot of different languages. It looks like Japanese, Korean, and Italian, along with Mandarin. And they want to create a language schedule to practice all those languages. So I think, and they continue, they're going to be studying medicine next year, and they want to make as much progress as possible during their vacation, because when they start studying, their time's going to be very limited. Does that make sense? Last but not least, this person said they can't afford a tutor right now, so they want some free resources. Now, for language learning, so there's a couple of different pieces here. Language learning schedule, especially if you're trying to learn a lot of different languages, I think the biggest thing here is this is a difficult one, right? This is a hard one to answer. Let's start with this here. You're trying to make the most of your vacation, which is starting basically, which goes until March 5th. So it gives you a good we're in what? We're in November. So November, December, January, February, March. Gives you basically 4 or 5 months, right? The first thing to understand is the biggest thing, man, and I'm struggling to articulate this. The biggest thing when you're learning any language, whether it's one language, especially if it's multiple languages, you have to give yourself more than 5 months. Yes, you can maximize your 5 months. Great, we can talk about that. But you need to understand that you cannot just maximize your 5 months and be done. Maximizing 5 months is not going to be enough to learn a language, even and especially multiple languages like you're trying to do. If you're trying to learn multiple languages, you've got to give yourself years of a runway. It has to be years. You're not going to walk out of 5 months and suddenly know Japanese, Korean, Italian, and Mandarin. It's just not going to happen. And you said that English is not your first language. You said that too, right? And so I assume you're doing some work on that too. That's my assumption. It's just not going to be enough, right? Maximize the 5 months, sure, but you need to plan for like a 4, 5, 6, 10 year window here to learn all those languages. And I don't know what level you're trying to get to. If you just want to have some basic phrases in all of them, well then fantastic, then do whatever the heck you want, then it's a lot more manageable. But that's the most important thing here. So we'll talk about maximizing the 5 months, but I want you to plan on this being a year, like many years of a process, okay? Now, maximizing the 5 months. If you're going to be treating this as a many year process, the easiest way to maximize this 5 months would be to focus on one language. If you're literally going, I'm gonna take 10 years to learn these four languages, right? Korean, Japanese, Italian, and Mandarin. Well then focus on one, pick one and go all in on the one. That's a great way to maximize the 5 months. So, and then it simplifies the whole process. You don't need as complicated of a schedule, right? And there you go. That might be the answer for you here. If your heart is set on doing all of them, please understand that you're not gonna make, it's going to limit the progress you make because you're splitting your attention. But I would probably just make it really simple and be like Monday for Korean, Tuesday for Japanese, Wednesday for Mandarin, Thursday for Italian, Friday as a backup day to do whichever language you feel needs the most work, right? You could even split it up and say 3 weeks Mandarin, 3 weeks Korean, 3 weeks Japanese, 3 weeks, whatever I forgot, Italian, and split it up by weeks, right? Basically, the biggest thing is that you want to try and avoid, whenever possible, mixing the same languages every day. That can really confuse the brain. So essentially I hope that helped. Is there any other questions you asked here? Yes, free resources. So for Mandarin, I would definitely look into literally just go on Instagram and search like hashtag learn Mandarin, and you're gonna find countless accounts. A couple that I personally like would be Mandarin HQ is a good one that I like a lot. I can't even think of specific accounts I follow, literally. Because literally, here's the advice. It's interesting. Advice for any language learner. You want to learn a language? You want resources? Go into Instagram, search hashtag learn whatever language. Mandarin, learn French, learn Spanish, learn Japanese, learn Italian, learn this, learn that. You're going to find so many accounts. So many. Click through them, follow them. Same for podcasts. I get people, what podcast should I follow? Go into your podcasting app, search like French podcasts, download 10 of them, see which one you like. Generally speaking, it's generally going to be better than a lot of advice people could give you. Reason being is that it's not actually fully true. Advice is actually good. Like getting specific recommendations is obviously a good idea. But I'm telling you, the searching on your own has to be in there as well. Because there's going to be things that resonate with you that didn't resonate with me. And you have to kind of go through that process of searching for things by yourself to find the resources that you like. Now, again, as I said, it is good to get recommendations from people who have the experience. That is actually a good idea. So obviously do that. But you want to do your own searching as well. So for Mandarin, I'll give you a couple. So Mandarin HQ is a good one. Mandarin HQ. Yo-Yo Chinese has some good stuff. Some free stuff, but also paid stuff. Trying to think what else there would be for Mandarin that I've used. Actually, even just finding a good textbook like even just looking into textbooks, actually. I know you don't have money for a tutor, but maybe you can buy a textbook or something and spare a little bit of money. Also, I would look into italki.com, italki.com. I don't know if you have literally $0 or if you just have very few dollars, because you can find very affordable tutors on italki if you ever want that as a resource. Also, italki has free language exchange partners you can chat with. Another app I can recommend is HelloTalk to find people to practice with. So there's a few different resources for you. So anyway, I hope you guys like that. Hope that was useful. I know near the end, I was kind of tripping over my words a little bit and I was trying to kind of find the words to express the things I wanted to say. So hopefully that was clear. If not, feel free to send me a message on Instagram, Facebook at Polyglot Azrin. And I'm happy to clarify or expand further on anything that I said. Anyway, thank you for listening. I appreciate your attention and we will talk later. Bye for now, guys. See you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.